we get one answer today, that God is there in the deserted wilderness where evil takes place in the middle of storm and trouble. And I try to see it, try to find God. But sometimes the storm is so big and like a huge sandstorm in the deserted wilderness, I can barely see Jesus' silhouette. Just a moving shadow, almost disappearing from our sight. But I think we can still hear his voice saying, "One does not live by bread alone." His words asking us to think of what really matters. Let us have a look around. In storms of trouble, we are all connected. We can feel it, also in hard times. Let us then hold on to that love for each other when the wind blows harsh. In the harsh desert wind, holding on to each other, the silhouette of Christ seems almost gone. But again, we hear his voice. "Away with you, Satan." And then, the devil left. There is a power stronger than evil and darkness. A power that is still there in times of trouble and worries, when it feels like the entire world is captured in one big sandstorm. We have just entered Lent, a time when we walk the path of love, the path that through the cross tells us about a love that conquers all. Times of trouble, bigger or smaller, sometimes force us to realize how we are connected, also with people and areas that normally aren't a part of our lives. The devil left, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. When we are forced together, let us then also together see and believe in the love that persists no matter what. Let us stay connected, trusting that love has the power to take place here on earth. Through our own lives and actions, and through the God who holds earth in loving hands. I think that is when we also might start seeing them. Angels appearing through the storm, serving our lives and our world, leaving a trace of grace and a touch of loving hands. Amen.